What's up, young people? Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's
Good afternoon and a warm welcome to Let's Talk About Sex, your favorite for you, by you, and about you radio program.
23-year-old Cornelius Payne is full of confidence as he presses up to the microphone. He's sitting in a radio studio set up by the United Nations peacekeeping mission to Liberia.
We'll take you through another important and interesting edition of this show.
Cornelius is tall and lanky, and he's wearing headphones and a smile on his face. And he's talking about something most people in Liberia wouldn't dare talk about on the radio.
First, that name, just hearing Let's Talk About Sex, is kind of different. It was kind of a taboo.
Traditionally, in Liberian culture, sex has been a forbidden topic, both at home and in the classroom. There's no formal sex education in most of Liberia's schools. Cornelius remembers being punished for talking about it in his own house.
When I was younger, my mom wouldn't want to talk about that. I remember one time I was disciplined because of, you know, that kind of talk. She didn't want to hear it.
Now the entire country can hear Cornelius talk about it twice a week on a radio program sponsored by PSI, a global health organization. As one of the hosts, Cornelius has tackled tough topics with his guests: abortion, rape, teenage pregnancy.
Somebody open your bag and see the condom.
And on this day, young women weigh in on whether they should carry condoms in their handbags.
I believe you should only take it when maybe you are going to meet your boyfriend, you are going to have sex with him that day.
I disagree with you. I think it's cool to carry anytime you go out, you can put it in your bag.
Negotiating condom use is difficult, says Cornelius.
Many a times in Liberia, young women don't have the power to say no or yes.
This West African country of Liberia is still rebuilding after a brutal 14-year civil war that ended in 2003. Rape is so common that many women don't know it's a crime. One in three teenage girls get pregnant, and many don't finish high school. And a national survey reveals most young men don't use condoms.
It's very important to have sex or condom.
That's Hassan, a taxi driver in downtown Monrovia, Liberia's capital city. He says he likes hearing young people, like Cornelius, explore these sensitive issues on the radio, rather than listening to stern lectures from older adults.
Whenever I put my radio on, I can hear them say, oh, let's talk about sex.
Outside a nearby high school, another listener. 17-year-old Rosalina is a short girl in a bright pink t-shirt. She explains that listening to Cornelius helps her resist peer pressure.
And have some of your friends already had babies?
Yes, many. Even my older sister, she just aborted. She's 18.
Those problems are what inspired Cornelius to take to the airwaves. The 23-year-old returned home to Liberia in 2009 after living in Ghana for 10 years as a refugee.
The only news you hear about Liberia is all bad news. Really, actually, like we've been through war, HIV pandemic and all that. So I said, okay, well, when I go to Liberia, I want to be part of the change I want to see in Liberia. That youth can take charge of their own health and talk about it.
Talking about HIV inspired Cornelius to do something. Liberia's HIV rate is estimated at roughly 2%, but testing is so rare it's difficult to really know. So Cornelius and his co-host Sean Matthews decided on their own to get tested.
You cannot be preaching what you're not doing. So we had to get tested to show to people that, okay, if I can know my status, you too can know your status.
For me, I had like three girlfriends. You know, I was sweaty, I was nervous, I was so scary, I wanted to cry. You know, like Cornelius said, you cannot preach what you are not practicing.
Both tested negative. Afterwards, they received text messages from listeners who were inspired to get tested themselves. But now, Cornelius is getting ready to hand over the microphone to a new host. On a Saturday morning, more than 300 young Liberians between 18 and 24 line up to audition to be one of four new hosts of Let's Talk About Sex. For Cornelius, it's a bit sad to say goodbye to his job, but passing the torch is part of empowering other youth.
I had a year to do what I've done. Now we are kind of adapting our culture that if we don't talk about it, they're still doing it.
Next, Cornelius plans to study journalism, so there's no doubt he'll be back on the airwaves. For Deutsche Welle, this is Bonnie Allen in Monrovia, Liberia.